Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi, Andrew, okay?
I'm good, bud, thank you.
Can I just get the team news? Obviously, the big news probably Destiny's serious injury.
Yeah, from sort of the last game. Disappointing one for Destiny, for ourselves as well, because it's been a big part of our year, and just an unfortunate sort of incident of training, and he's had the operation, it's gone well, so hopefully gives him time sort of pre-season to get back into it, so we'll miss him. Skippy picked up a small knock as well at training, so he'll miss this weekend, so they're kind of the outs apart from the long-term ones, and Pedro and Richie both trained all week, so both available.
It's obviously been a long break since that Newcastle defeat. I'm sure you probably wanted a match straight away, and Arsenal have had four games since, but has there been any positives, maybe the longer term injuries, the Van der Ven's, the Madison's, maybe just to have maybe a couple of weeks? Has there been any positives from that, or did you just want a game straight after that Newcastle match?
Oh, look, yeah, I mean, you prefer games, absolutely, especially this time of the year. It's kind of unusual to sort of have, 2 weeks of no games at all, particularly when, there's a fair bit of football happening and, you're not involved. So we've tried to use that time as well as possible. We've trained hard. The players, to be fair to them, have embraced that and trained. But, yeah, definitely looking forward to having a game, that's for sure.
I know you've always said, fourth this, doesn't matter whether it's fifth, Champions League, it's about progression in the next season, everything like that. But North London Derby, such a brilliant match. But then it's Chelsea on the Thursday, then it's Liverpool. Three huge, huge matches. Will you know more maybe about the squad you've got at the moment and where maybe you are as a team at the moment after those three massive games?
Look, every time you're out there is a chance to measure yourself, for sure. I mean, I've got a fair idea of where we're at and, sort of what progress we've made, what progress we need to make. But it's just another great challenge for us. As you said, there's three big games and then we finish the season with three games. So they're all games of, consequence for us, for the opposition. So I think the players are looking forward to that as well. This time of the year, usually you want to be playing for something, and certainly the games we'll be involved in will have something in them. So looking forward to it.
Such a special game, this one. I know you had a taste of it at the Emirates in September, and probably unlucky maybe not to have got the win in the second half, but there's a feeling among some Spurs fans that a priority is that whatever happens with Spurs this season, they don't want to see Arsenal win the league. Do you understand that? What's your take on that, with some fans feeling that?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair enough. Again, I'm not going to dictate how fans feel or what they feel is important. We understand the importance of the game and we understand the importance of, particularly at home in these kind of games, to not let, our biggest rival or in the biggest derby for us get on top of us. So we understand the consequences and that. But, ultimately it's still, about us trying to measure ourselves against the teams we want to be challenging on a more consistent basis, and it's a great opportunity to do that on Sunday. Thanks, bud.
Nev. Hi, Hans. Good afternoon. Good seeing you. Yes. Obviously, Newcastle United and Arsenal, they present a different challenge. Their league position is very different as well. Mm. But overall, what's the biggest improvement you want to see as a collective ahead of a very tough task at home this Sunday?
Yeah, look, I don't think one's a reference point for the other. I mean, the Newcastle game, it was really disappointing for us on a number of levels. Obviously the result was poor, but the performance didn't anywhere reach the levels we wanted to. But I think we've learned a hell of a lot of it out of that. The players have learned a lot out of that. But irrespective of that, I think, it doesn't matter what you've done the previous game. When you're playing in such a big game, a derby, particularly at this time of the year, where, like I said, there's there's great meaning to the points, I think, for both clubs. What's happened previously, whether that's the immediate past or further back, becomes irrelevant because you know it's going to be a tough game. It's going to have a bit of an edge to it. Be a great atmosphere. You just got to get ready to sort of make sure that you match those levels with a performance.
Because of the timing, because of what it means to the fans, the rivalry. Does it feel for you personally as the biggest game for you as a Spurs manager since you joined the club?
I think every game's important. You know, I take every game seriously, and every game's a big game. And I think that's the one thing that we're trying to impress on this group of players is that that's the nature of the Premier League. It's relentless, you know. And if you kind of not 100% focused on each different challenge, then you're going to come up short. So, you know, I always feel the next game's the biggest game. But I understand the context around, a North London derby and what it means to our supporters, for sure.
Question about Arsenal, please. As a project, obviously, it started well for Mikel. They won the FA Cup, but then they had difficult times. How impressive have you been with the way Mikel has been leading this project and also the support he's been receiving in transfers and also during challenging times?
Yeah, I think I've said before, I think, it's no coincidence that the teams that kind of are up there consistently the last 2-3 years are teams that have had a clear plan on what they wanted to do and have stuck by it. And I think Arsenal's a great example of that. Mikel's done an outstanding job, and I think it's been recognised by the club, and they feel he's the man to lead them forward, and they've supported him ever since then. And I think there's a blueprint there for sure for every club, but it's not as simple as just saying we'll just stick to the same process. Every club's unique. Every club's a little bit different in terms of how they rebuild. But it's a credit to Arsenal, and like I said, Mikel more than anybody, that they've been really disciplined about building a side that they feel can bring sustained success. And they've been challenging now for the last 2 or 3 years to do that.
Ali.
Hi, Ange. If you don't mind me asking, how did Destiny get the injury? Was it non-contact? Was it a collision?
No, it was non-contact. He just went to have a strike, a goal, and sort of by himself, and he got the injury.
Does that just kind of show how unfortunate you've been? I think, was it even Perisic, Manasseh? They were both non-contact as well.
Yeah, well, look, I've been around long enough to know that sometimes these things happen in football, and, you try and sort of create the best possible environment for players, but even within that, there's always a possibility that these things will happen. So, look, unfortunate for him because obviously he had the Euros as well, and he had a really promising season for us. He learnt a lot. He was progressing, but again, this is just part of a footballer's journey. He's going to have to deal with this. Every footballer has some point has a setback. So, if there's one silver lining, like I said. It did happen just before the off-season, where he's not going to miss a chunk of the season. Hopefully everything goes well, and he's ready close to start of next season.
Dejan Kulusevski's become a dad this week. How's he coping with the maybe sleepless nights and training and everything all suddenly?
It's great for Deki. I know he's very happy about being a dad, and it's... as I keep saying to those guys, it's a life changer. Within your family unit becomes more important than yourself, and sometimes for footballers that's a bit confronting. I'm sure Deki will handle it well, and his partner, bless them and their child.
Let's ask you about young Mikey Moore. He's been training with you guys in the first team for the last couple of weeks. How important is that experience for him to kind of learn from likes of Sonny, James Maddison, players like when he's just 16?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done that all year. We've had guys at different times from our academy and the under-21s training with us for extended periods rather than sort of just bringing them up for a day or two. And Mikey's been really good. He's a very talented boy, and he's had a fairly disruptive season, to be fair to him. He's had a couple of injuries, but when he's performed really well. The reports I've had on him have always been outstanding, and it's been good to have him. Obviously we've had a couple of weeks without a game, and it was just good to get him involved with the first team. And again, to be fair to him, he's adapted really well. He hasn't looked out of place, and it's great for him, and hopefully gives encouragement to him and sort of the other guys who are coming through.
Charlie,
hey,
Just confirm that you sort of mentioned in passing, so the expectation is Destiny will miss the Euros as well with this injury. I just wanted to ask, with this block of games you've got coming up, the three big ones, how much do you now, or generally as a manager, think of them as a block, or is it just, let's just think about Sunday and concern ourselves with Thursday when it comes?
I mean, I think they're six big ones for us, and you know, when you look at our opponents, like I said, they've all got something on them in terms of you know, for the opposition as well, they're still playing for something. So you understand that they're going to be six really, you know, tough games, are a great measure for us. But I think to kind of look beyond whatever your next challenge is, I say that's the nature of the Premier League, and it's what we've been trying to, you know, I think, try and impress on the guys, particularly the guys who are kind of, it's either their first year in the Premier League or just sort of getting their career started, that, you know, every week is a challenge. There isn't a game where you can't be totally focused on just that opponent. And if you do have anything other than that focus, you'll pay a price. And I think we've done that a few times this year. We're, you know, we haven't been as focused around certain games, and you know, we've been found wanting short. So definitely six big games, but not looking past the one on Sunday.
Is it quite useful as well? Because obviously next season you'll be in that routine of big midweek game, big weekend game, and there hasn't been loads of that this season, but obviously this will be a kind of test run for that.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, you don't sort of, it's not an exact replica, but like I said, it's for us a good chance to measure ourselves. And, you know, for me, as I said all along, it's about sort of understanding at the end of the season with everything we've had to deal with, you know, how we've handled it, good, bad or otherwise, and what we've learned from it, and hopefully, you know, create a foundation where, you know, next year we're better placed to sort of be in a different position at the end of the season.
How much as well, obviously you need cool heads for a game like this, but also it will be emotional, the crowd will be really up for it. How much do you say to the players, you know, lean in, harness that atmosphere, and how much is it about just focus on what you're doing?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think you have to anyway when you're at a big club, or particularly if your ambition is to try and, you know, be challenging for honours, is you've got to be prepared to embrace the big games, the big occasions, and like I said, lean into them, and that's the reality of it. You can't sort of ignore it or try and sort of, you know, put it in a space where it's not going to affect you, because it will if you don't embrace it. So, you know, we want to be a club that hopefully is challenging for honours year in, year out. That means you're going to be involved in big games, whether that's derbies or otherwise. Big games are consequence, and you know, again, the sort of my advice always in these kind of situations is to embrace it.
David.
Hey, Ange. Hey, from your dozens of years of managerial experience, what have those experiences taught you, you know, in terms of being there with something to play for at the end of the season? What is the key with, you know, a month or so to go, with a handful of games to go?
As I said, it's just about making sure you're kind of, you know, clearly embrace the challenge and try and tackle it in the way that we've kind of got us into this position in the first place. So, you know, whether that's, you know, from our perspective, you know, we've kind of had some inconsistencies and some challenges this year, but when we've played well, we've played a certain way, and we've gone about things in a certain way, and there's no point now, you know, when you get to the sort of most important part of the year, that you shy away from that, or you change your approach. You just got to sort of double down on it and sort of really be focused on just playing our football. And like I said, that's a great measure for us, because otherwise you'll never know whether you know, where potentially you're short, or whether you can be successful doing it our way.
Your former club, Yokohama F. Marinos, just qualified for the Asian Champions League final with another former protege, Harry Kuehl. Just, I guess, a line on that.
Yeah, no, it's great. Great for H, and great for the club. You know, I think they've been in one other Champions League final, but they haven't been one for quite a while. So, yeah, delighted for everyone there, the players, the staff. A lot of them are still there from when I was there. And like I said, delighted for Harry. I'm sure he's loving the experience working in Japan with that group of players. And Asian Champions League final is a big game. And, I hope they do well.
And finish with George, please.
Angelo, so I just wondered, the first 10 games of the season, you had such a strong start, and then the last few weeks has just gone a little bit inconsistent. I just wondered, is just that a consequence of problems in January, injuries? Is there any reason for that to you?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons for it. I mean, it's you know, it's just part of where we are as a team at the moment and as a group. I'd be very surprised if anyone expected us to have 38 games unblemished in our first year of building a team. So I expected us to be consistent. They may have come at the start of the year. You just don't know. But we obviously, like you said, got off to a great start the first 10 games. And, you know, it's quite simple to see what happened after that. You know, we had some fairly significant injuries to key players. And, you know, we kind of battled our way through for a lot of that period and still stayed competitive. And, yeah, you know, the last sort of probably couple of months we've been inconsistent where we've been really good or you know, been off it. So, but again, I think that's just part of the process of where we're at as a group and as a team. And, you know, having said that, the players are still, you know, very, very competitive and in every game. And you know, we wouldn't be in the position we were if it wasn't the case.
Heung-min Song doesn't have Harry Kane's record of scoring against Arsenal, but he always has a knack of, he's a sort of big game player. And I just wondered if you could just sum up what he's been like for you and how important he is for you as your captain in these big matches.
Yeah, look, yeah, vital because, as you said, he's got the experience. You know, for it'll be at least two or three of our guys, so this will be their first sort of experience of a home North London derby. So, you know, you always lean on the guys who kind of have been there, done that, and not only that, but excelled in it. And Sonny's definitely that. He's definitely been a big game player for this football club for a long time. And I think he's looking forward to it, obviously, with the added responsibility this time of being the captain. And, look, he's been outstanding for us all year. And I know he's looking forward to the game. I think, to be fair, the whole playing group's looking forward to the game. They're looking forward to any game at the moment because we've just been training for 2 weeks. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing how it goes on Sunday.
And just a word on where you are at. If I'd said to you at the beginning of the season that you would lose Harry Kane, but with 6 games to go, you'd be fifth in the Premier League table, you would have taken that, wouldn't you?
No. No, I'd be disappointed, mate.
You think you should be higher?
No. You said to me what I would have taken at the start of the year. You didn't ask me whether I think we should be higher. I don't start any year thinking we're going to finish fifth. So what I'm saying is at the start of the year, I wouldn't have settled for fifth. I would have tried to win it all. Where we are, I think, is a fair reflection of our season. I think we've been pretty good, but we have been inconsistent. We've had some challenges with, you know, injuries and suspension at different times, which are all indicative, I think, of a group that's still learning about how to be, you know, a real strong competitor in this league. But I don't think anyone would say that we're in a false position. I think we've earned where we are, both from a good and sort of not good perspective.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.